I want to mention something. I've been trying to get a hold of Janice Sharp. She's the mother of Gary McKinnon. And first of all, I guess you know who Gary McKinnon is. Maybe I should explain that. Almost, he's been around forever. This prosecution of Gary McKinnon has been going on through two administrations. And what happened is Gary McKinnon, back in 2000-2001, right in that area, on an old dial-up computer, Gary believes in UFOs wholeheartedly, and he decided that he'd find out some evidence. He wanted to find out some evidence about whether or not the U.S. government knew anything about UFOs officially. So lo and behold, he went over to the Pentagon and NASA computers, and he started looking around, and he noticed they didn't have any passwords. In other words, the security was very, very lax. And so I want to go on through the details about Gary McKinnon here before I tell you what the latest developments are, because I think it's important. And so what he did is he started telling people what he was finding. And what he found were some pretty incredible things that I even have a hard time believing today. Now, there's a lot of our listeners that believe in them wholeheartedly. And one of those things he found out about was that we have a space navy, a secret black operations in space. We're traveling hither and yon around at the speed of light or close to it, and we have been doing it for a long time, and that it's a Navy operation. And I've gone through this with many people. Gordon Novell, for one, told me for a fee you'd take me up to Idaho and show me where the Space Navy was docked. But he said, by the way, there's lots of rattlesnakes there, and you better wear some hip-high boots. And another caller of mine in Salt Lake City calls me regularly and reports to me on email that he sees evidence of a Space Navy up in northern Utah by Dugway Naval or Army grounds or proving grounds. And then there, of course, there's the Area 51 stories as well, and maybe something's going on around New Mexico. We keep hearing all of these stories, and you do too. I know if you've been listening to UFOs all the time. So Gary McKinnon releases this information. Lo and behold, the next thing that happens is that the Bush administration decides they want to prosecute Gary McKinnon for state secrets and revealing them. And so I had a problem with this. And we, and by the way, Gary McKinnon's mother is a brilliant musician and singer and a happy, married woman, and I've known her for a long time. And she's very talented and has lots of show business friends. So they may have picked on the wrong person if they're going to make Gary McKinnon an example, because Janice and her family was able to motivate and get together major English celebrities and celebrities in other countries as well to get behind the Gary McKinnon case. They had it, it was called Save Gary. And to save Gary meant not let him come over and be tried for treason in the United States and be put in that prison up in Colorado or wherever they're doing. And of course, this is the same time all of a sudden it was revealed to the world that the UK and the United States were doing Japanese and German World War II type torturing to people. And that was a pretty big shock to a lot of people at the same time. And so all of this started coming into play. And so the United States was trying to extradite Gary McKinnon, get him over here to a prison where now with the Patriot Act, nobody knows what the hell they're going to be doing to him or with him or even why they have him. I mean, if the official space secret, state secret is that we have a space navy, that has a lot of ramifications. First of all, it insinuates that, hey, maybe Jerry Pippin's wrong and maybe there is something really going on with a space navy. It's something you might consider about that. And now they're going to prosecute him, it looks like, and I'll get into that here in just a second. And if that's true, then aren't they saying, hey, yeah, Gary McKinnon found all these secrets of ours? And actually, my feeling about it is the same that a lot of the others feel the same way, and that is we have all kinds of state secrets that are endangering people. Why prosecute Gary McKinnon? Why spend all that money? But they've been doing it. Lo and behold, it's gone through the Bush administration now to Obama. Obama said, well, whatever justice is, in other words, laying it off on the British, if the British want to honor our request for an extradition, so be it, or whatever. He was trying to keep his distance on that. And so now, let's fast forward to the latest defense. They've lost Janice and Gary almost every time in court except for one thing. They were able to get to the UN Human Rights Commission and put a quietus on the extradition simply because the fact is that Gary McKinnon has asparagus disease, and he's much like Dustin Hoffman was in the movie. And so they were trying to exempt him from extradition on human rights behavior. Well, lo and behold, now the new administration has changed in the UK as well. And the announcement's been made that they're going to make an announcement on October 16th in the UK on whether or not they're going to honor the U.S. request for extradition or not. And so Janice Sharp's written some pretty interesting things and emotional, heart-tugging things from the standpoint of a mother about what the state is trying to do to her son. And here I am, Jerry Pippin, in the United States on Inception Radio talking about it tonight. And the reason I'm talking about it is very simple. It's why are we wasting our money on this story? It's been going on for 11 or 12 years. Can't we move on to something else? We're talking about knocking out Social Security and Medicare and God knows what else, and yet we're going to spend all this money to prosecute Gary McKinnon and others for going into a place that it's not his fault he was able to get into there. It's our fault because we had lax security. We have people drawing big U.S. government paychecks, third-party corporations in defense that are getting big paychecks, and they're not doing their job. But we're not punishing them. We're punishing the others. That's my say-so on Gary McKinnon tonight.